Okay, so it's Monday morning. I'm back in London and I'm heading off to the lab to resume my PhD project. I just wanted to take a moment to reflect on the Cheltenham Science Festival this year, what I enjoyed, what I would rank as my favourite, and maybe what I would improve for next year. So the first obvious question would be, what was my favourite talk? What did I enjoy the most? And I'd have to pick two talks. The first one I've already audio blogged about. It was the 2030 climate change talk. And the reason that I would choose this is because it really opens my eyes up to this concept of geoengineering, and that's what I love about Cheltenham Science Festival. If you allow it to, it will open you up to new concepts and new ideas that you necessarily wouldn't come across in your day-to-day lives or in your normal curiosity in Google engines, because it's not something that you would naturally think about. I mean, everyone's interested or should be in the environment at the moment. It is a real worry, but it's not information that I would use my coffee break to research into. But now that my eyes have been opened up through this geoengineering cloud seeding talk, I might actually find myself wanting to know how research is progressing and wanting to engage in it a bit more, and that's why I'd rank that talk as one of my favourites. The other one that I would choose would be Robert Winston's Bad Ideas talk, which was on Friday. And this isn't not it's not so much that I'm choosing this one for the topic that he covered, but purely because of the passion and the exuberance that he had for what he was talking about. I mean, to be able to stand up in front of 100 plus people for 45 minutes with no PowerPoint slides and no visual aids, but hold their attention and not make it feel like they were sitting there for 45 minutes is something to be in awe of and something that I would love to be able to do one day. He also touched upon the responsibilities that scientists have to vet their ideas, to make sure that their ideas are good, they're beneficial to society, and they're ultimately not going to lead to problems in the future. And as an early career scientist, this was something that I'm becoming aware of now. Like, as I go through my career, I'm going to have ideas, but I need to be able to assess whether they're not only beneficial to me in an interesting way, but can they also be used to aid basic science to take a step forward into helping translational science later in the line? Or is it something that's going to help the society immediately, like the concept of lasers, which no one had any idea how big that would become. So that was really interesting to listen to. So then the next thing to discuss would be, what would I improve? What maybe I didn't like so much about the festival this year? And I've been trying to think, because I know that you should give a negative with a positive. It's just the way that reviews work. But from a festival point of view, I can't really think of anything. I mean, I went to it last year and I've been to it this year, and the Cheltenham Science Festival just seems to keep getting bigger and better. And I'm sure that next year for their 10-year anniversary they'll do something amazing, although that's no pressure on Mark Lithgow, obviously. I mean, they cover everything, and like I said, if you really go there and you engage and you allow it to open your eyes up, you can leave there knowing something new and maybe liking a new area of science that little bit more. So there isn't really much that I could think about adding to the pot or the mix. From a personal point of view, I'd like to thank Dan Cutler, my PhD program director, for nominating me for this, and to the grad school at UCL for giving me the bursary and allowing me to go. I really enjoyed it, but I do wish that I had engaged with it just that little bit more. I mean, I went along to talks and I enjoyed myself, but I was given a press pass to allow me to do blogging and to go into areas of the festival that I may not necessarily been able to get into otherwise. And I feel like I should have utilised that a little bit more. I should have had the confidence to go up to people like Robert Winston and Brian Cox and Bill Bryson and, the so-called big players that I then could have got audio clips and interviews with to put up on the internet for you to listen to. But I'm not quite there yet from a personal confidence point of view, and so I apologise for that. And I hope that it's something that I can work on to improve for next year if I get to go back again. The last thing I just want to say very quickly is go next year. If you can, be there, because it's great.